up? Where the devil are we?
It's Calrexy. I'm sure I've been here before, in the past or in the future. I can't quite remember.
No change there, then. You're getting more and more absent-minded in your old age, Doctor.
It's famous for the mythical monkeys of Calrexy, said to bewitch passing space travellers. But it's best not to believe everything you read in the Time Traveller's Digest.
Shall we just go? This doesn't look like my kind of place at all. I've never liked monkeys ever since one grabbed hold of my unmentionables at Colchester Zoo.
I'm afraid we can't leave, Rob. The Omega circuit has fused.
Well, don't you have a spare?
Not in the TARDIS, no. It's made of a very rare metal. Our only hope is finding some on this overgrown jungle planet.
Oh, great. The right pickle we're in now, then.
Shh. Listen, you two. I can hear someone through the trees.
Come on, it's coming from this direction.
Hold on, mate. Rob, break off one of those branches. We can batter them.
I'll use my sonic screwdriver to bombard them with ultrasonic beams. That should blind them, at least.
Take that, you little critter. I'm not sure the WWF would approve of this, you know. This is that time for Colchester Zoo!
I think we're winning!
I'll teach you to throw shit at my mum! Oh, well done, everyone! Here, are you alright?
Oh, thank you! A thousand thank yous, kind strangers!
Phew! You're very welcome. These are my friends Nick and Rob. And I'm... well, I'm the Doctor.
Those monkeys seem to have scampered off anyway.
So who are you? And what are you doing on this awful planet?
My name is Dr. Fraxton of the Fraxton Institute on Belarus. And I could ask the same question of you, young man. Not many come to Calrexy, you know.
We'll explain everything to you, Mr. Fraxton. But first, do you have a camp or know somewhere we can shelter? I'm really not happy about being out here in the open.
Me neither. Those monkeys could come back any minute.
My hut is not far away. Come on, I'll take you there. It's not much, but it's warm and there's food and there's drink.
Lovely. I can murder a nice cold beer.
Great. Somewhere warm. There I was in the middle of this tropical heatwave worrying we'd get cold.
What are you drinking, Professor?
Oh, I must say that's very kind of you. I'll have a gin and tonic.
No, I mean, what have you been drinking? Have you found a natural spring?
Oh, I see. No, I've been conducting my own recycling experiments. I've managed to brew a quite delicious wine from my own body waste. And the good thing is, when it comes out the other end, I can just rustle up some more.
Actually, I'm suddenly not very thirsty after all.
Ibagsy designated driver.
That's enough out of you two. Now then, Dr. Fraxton, just how did you end up on Calrexy?
Well, I'm glad you asked. That's actually a very interesting story. I was on a Belaray Star Cruiser, and well, I had a little accident. I was in the lavatory, and instead of activating the waste dispersal, I accidentally hit the emergency escape shuttle activation sequence.
Ejected yourself off the ship instead of flushing the loo?
Oh, you may scoff, my dear, but it's very easily done. One red button, one blue button. How was I to know? Anyway, the next thing I knew, here I was in this inhospitable jungle with not a pot to piss in.
Can't you signal for help?
Blorry. Blorry. I know that name from somewhere. Blorry. Blorry. Blorry.
Could Captain Barry and Bees report to the bridge? Otherwise, there is a
plan. Holy roly poly pudding and custard! We're on a massive spaceship!
This isn't right, Doctor. I thought we were off to Utterly Butterly 6 to stock up on groceries. The stasis fridge is practically empty.
Oh, be quiet, Nick. This is much more interesting. It looks very much like a Bellari Star Cruiser.
This looks very much like a Bellari Star Cruiser.
I was once made a noble of Bellari, you know, after I saved the whole planet from dying of flu when my twin companions, Heart and Diamond, sneezed on them.
So technically, they wouldn't have actually been in trouble at all if you hadn't turned up.
Come over here and have a look at this. It's an electronic passenger log. Flying lemons! Somewhere on this planet, there are flying lemons!
Flying lemons? The Doctor wouldn't say that.
Rob, are you keeping up?
Yes. Coming, Doctor. But that's not right at all. I'm not remembering right. I must remember properly.
Would Captain Barry please report to the bridge? Chocolate supplies are devastatingly low.
Blimey, jam donut! We're on a spaceship! And it surely is blooming hell big, Governor. In fact, it's huge!
We're in the wrong place. I thought we were going to Earth in the 23rd century to see the final leg of Scher's farewell tour.
Don't worry, Nick. According to the pop section of the TARDIS database, it went on well into the 25th century, so there's still plenty of chances. This looks very much like a Bellari Star Cruiser.
Oh, you know, I was just thinking exactly the same thing. Rob, I said to myself, Rob, you know what this is? This is a Bellari Star Cruiser.
Come over here and have a look at this. It's an electronic passenger log. This ship holds 10,000 passengers. Now I wonder if I can make a few subtle data amendments and get us added to the list. There are some wonderful views on the Bellari to Plutar run. Oh dear. I think I might have found my way into the security system instead of the passenger log. I do wish the manufacturers would colour code them.
Don't worry, Doctor. I'm sure it'll just be like on Earth when alarms go off all the time and nobody takes any notice.
Integrity breach on level 35. Dispatch Mark IV security drones to execute the intruders.
Oh, Betty Bobbins, that doesn't sound good. It's those damn Mark IV security drones. They seem to use them everywhere in the future.
Quick, back into the TARDIS.
Intruders located. Please identify yourselves.
Is there another way out, Doctor?
Please identify yourselves.
Crumbs, we're done for!
You are our prisoners.
I think the best thing might be to surrender. We surrender!
No understand.
No understand? What kind of grammar is that?
No understand. Execute!
No! Of course, I remember now. But what on earth happened next? I can't remember the rest. Oh, this is weird. But one thing I do know, we aren't with the proper Doctor. Oh, I'd better not say anything until I've worked out what's going on. I should catch them up.
Ah, here we are. This has been my home since I arrived here. Glass of wine, anyone? I'm running a bit low, but I can always nip round the back and make some more.
Thanks. I'll drink mine on the balcony.
And here are some jungle fruits rescued from the lair of the ploddy beasts. There's oranges and croggleberries and pineapple.
And lots of pears, I see.
Where's Rob? Did he get lost?
No, I'm here. Doctor, I was doing up my shoelaces.
You aren't wearing laces, Rob.
Well now, perhaps you'd like to see inside my hut. And then maybe we can play a little game.
Look, I don't want to be rude, but why are we wasting time with this smelly old codger? Why don't we just get back inside the TARDIS, take him back to whatever hole he comes from, and vamoose out of here, savvy?
Rob, will you be quiet and stop speaking like a Victorian cockney? I can hear something. A sort of squawking.
Oh, it's probably just the dung hawks foraging in the treetops. Why don't we retire to the safety of my hut, just here?
It's those monkeys back again. Listen, they're coming in to attack.
Into the hut!
It's too late!
Ow! Get off! Ow!
Oh, get off me, you wretched creatures!
They've got Rob!
They're dragging him away!
Oh, Rob!
Doctor, help! Get off me!
We've got to follow them.
Agreed. Quick, don't let them out of your
please,
sight, Nick.
Leave me alone. Doctor, they're dragging me into the trees.
Oh, dear. I can't seem to breathe.
Professor? Doctor, what's wrong with him?
It's some kind of panic attack.
My pills. I must have my pills.
I must follow the monkeys and rescue Rob. Nick, you stay here and look after him.
But...
do as I say.
Great.
Oh dear. Oh, that's better. Just one of my funny turns. Please, help me over here, young man.
Can I get you anything? Pills, did you say?
Yes, in my hut.
This is the way in, isn't it?
Yes. Do step into my parlour, said the spider to the fly.
Are you coming in as well?
Oh yes, sorry.
Ouch! Oh, those little critters! They've dragged me here and just left me. Oh, it's like they've got bored with me. Oh, what on earth is going on? What did happen to us aboard the Bellari Star Cruiser? Oh, now I've got a bit of peace and quiet at last. Perhaps I can remember.
I think the best thing might be to surrender. We surrender!
No understand?
What kind of grammar is that?
No understand. Execute.
No!
Wait!
Verifying authority of order.
There's a blade 3 inches from my pleasure parlour. Would somebody agree?
Order verified. Senior technician Grave Crippin has security override. Defenses stand down.
I think that's what they call the nick of time.
Bring the prisoners to the central laboratory.
Catch it again.
It's coming back to me a little at a time. I suppose we must have escaped those robots somehow.
Rob? Rob!
I'm over here!
But the monkeys!
Oh no, they've turned completely docile. Look at them quietly playing over there. You'd think they were harmless.
How very strange.
Listen, you. I know, okay?
Know what? Rob? What is it?
I know you aren't the real Doctor, because I remember. And I've no idea why Nick doesn't remember, or why I didn't, but I know now that you aren't the same doctor I met back in Putney and fought with against the Proti and the Exec and the Monoids. It's got something to do with the Bellari space cruiser, I just know it. We had an adventure, but I can't remember all of it. Bits keep coming back to me, so just tell me, who are you?
Rob, I can assure you that I am the Doctor. The same Doctor who went on all those adventures with you. The same Doctor who loves Battenberg, and who wiped out the second Scon-On Empire when he spilt tea on the console that time, and took you to meet Henry VIII at Windsor, and Cheryl Crow at Nebluff.
Oh, so it really is you. So why do my memories tell me you used to look different? What's wrong with me? Why do I keep having these false recollections?
To be honest, Rob, at the moment I'm more concerned with Nick and the mystery of those oddly fickle monkeys.
Oh, they seem like funky monkeys to me now, Doctor.
Yes, but why did they attack you? It can only have been to separate us from Nick. Something, or someone, was controlling them. Possibly with mind control.
Oh, that strange bloke. Of course. He wanted to get Nick on his own and do, ooh, horrid things to him.
Well, possibly. We have to get back to the hut and make sure Nick is all right. I have a nasty feeling that Dr. Fraxton has got some explaining to do.
This is very strange. I can't see any pills.
Oh, don't worry about them, young man.
It's very cramped in here, isn't it? And what's this? It looks very advanced.
That? Oh, it's a heart defibrillator. It helps me cope through my panic attacks.
Why does it say DNA manipulation machine on the side?
Look, young man, I really need you to connect us both up to this machine.
What? Why do I have to be connected up to it? And how did it get here anyway? I suppose it just so happened to be in your toilet too, did it?
Now, I've tried asking nicely, but you give me no choice about what I'm about to do.
Cripes! A gun! You phony! I could have helped the Doctor and Rob if it wasn't for you, you evil git! I'm off to find them!
Come back! This minute! I command it!
No chance!
Very well, young Nick. But you won't get far. Calrexia is my kingdom. You will soon discover that I am everywhere!
Ah, don't believe it! We haven't been this lost since the Longleat Maze!
Yes, it would have been bearable if the souvenir shop had been any good. Oh, Nick, I hope you're all right. It's getting dark.
Doctor, I've been thinking, perhaps you've regenerated. And for some reason, whatever happened was so traumatic that both Nick and I have blocked it out. Could that be it?
I just don't know, Rob. Perhaps that is the answer. But then, surely I'd know.
Do not move. We have you at our mercy.
Oh, great! A horde of cowed strangers! Why is it that one of those always turns up when you need it the least?
Best not to antagonise them, Rob.
I mean, that time we had a power cut on Exelon and really needed someone to turn up and lend us a match. No horde of cowed strangers arrived then, did they? And that time we had to jumpstart the TARDIS when it broke down on a space lane. Where was the horde of cowed strangers to help us push it? Nah, we had to wait 4 days for the Galactic RAC.
Silence! You and your comrade are my prisoners. You will come with me.
Excuse me, but do you have a doctorate in cliched dialogue?
Don't I know you? You sound oddly familiar.
All will be revealed. Now move!
I suppose it's too much to hope that wherever we're going, the kettle's just boiled.
That Dr. Fraxton, this is all his fault. Wait till I find a doctor and tell him. If only it hadn't gotten dark so quickly. Phew. I need to sit down. Oh, I'm so tired. So
So tired.
Ouch! No need to push. These security drones are a shade rough for my liking.
They probably aren't programmed to harm us unless they're provoked. Just stay quiet, both of you, and do as you're told.
Can't we try and escape?
There's no point. All of the doors on this ship are controlled by DNA imprint recognition. Only recognised staff can use them.
Oh, we're right up Crisis Creek now. They're probably going to do weird experiments on us or something.
I doubt it, Rob. It's the people that made them we should try and sympathise with.
Well, there might not be anyone here. It could be a completely robotic civilization, like the planet of the Mechanoids.
I'd forgotten all about that. As the enemies we've faced down the years go, they were a bit rubbish, really.
And who are you?
My name, my dears, is Dr. Fraxton.
I think we've arrived.
It's some sort of base. Dear me. All we've done since we've got here is to find trouble.
Ooh, over there.
I think we're being invited into that big cage.
Look, I've had as much of this as I'm willing to take. Just who are you?
You don't recognise me, then.
Well, have we met before?
His voice is naggingly familiar somehow. Wait a moment. He sounds just like that awful Professor Fraxton bloke.
That's because I am Professor Fraxton.
But that's just not possible.
Now get in the cage and join the other prisoner.
What did he mean? Is there another prisoner in there?
Yes, there's someone else here, Rob. Down in the corner.
Let me shine my novelty Clearwater's pen torch. Wait, it can't be.
Well, Rob, you certainly took your time.